Okay, guys. My name is Mike Lillibridge, and really this is a brief call to give you some information on an executive coaching practicum class. So let me just give you a quick history, open it up to your questions, and we can just kick it around, talk about anything. What happened was about 12 years ago, I had already developed an instrument called the People Map Questionnaire, which you will become an expert in if you were to sign up for this class. Think of the Myers-Briggs, the 5-Roe-B, and that kind of stuff. Here we're getting some people at this point.
Hey, Mike, it's Pat.
All right, Pat. Pat is actually the moderator, so I will actually turn it back over to Pat, let Pat give a statement, and he can take it from there.
Yeah,
we're glad you're here, Pat. We got about three or four people on the call.
Yeah, sorry, I'm a little late. I dialed in and was listening to music, and I guess somehow I was on without anybody being there. So anyway, I'm back here. I'm glad you're all here. Who do we have on the phone call? Why don't you introduce yourselves and tell us where you're calling from?
Hi, this is Jim Roby calling from Cumming, Georgia.
All right, welcome.
This is Jessica Robertson from Nassau, Bahamas.
Oh, really? That's nice.
And yes, you can be jealous because we've got summer weather right now. Winter has yet to come.
Oh, well, there you go.
Hi, this is Debbie Gibson. I'm calling from Chandler, Arizona.
All right, great. And do we have somebody else? All right, well, welcome all to the call. I'm glad you made this, and, of course, for those of you listening on the recordings, I'm glad to have you here. Michael may have said some of this already, but I'm always excited to do this call with Michael and excited about this class coming up January 28th because I think it's the best deal and the most useful class you can take if you're learning to add clients to your business or if you're just looking for some new ways to utilize your coaching. The People Map was the assessment that Michael and his partner created, 20 years ago now, Michael, something like that? Yep. And when I first took it and learned about it, having taken many of the assessments that are out there over the years, I just thought it was the next great thing because it's easy to take. The results are phenomenal, and it's the kind of assessment that you can discuss with anybody without a lot of jargon. It's not, it's just not full of words and language that lose people in the process or makes its own statement without being scientific. So what I like about the People Map in this class is that you're going to learn much more than just how to use that assessment. In fact, you're going to learn other assessments too. I think, Michael, you cover the 5-Roe-B and the DISC and some of those others that compare and contrast and even have people learn how to use it. And the People Map assessments itself can be used in so many different ways, from relationship coaching to leadership coaching. And Michael's got a lot of that in the program that he creates. But the big winner in this class coming up is that you also get one or two executive clients that you get to coach. And Michael will mentor you during the class. You'll get real live executives that are looking to be coached. Mike has already got the contracts with some major companies, which he can say more about. But the other good news of that is not only will you build your confidence and your competence in coaching as you coach these execs, but a lot of the times they hire you after the 6 months of the class is done. They want it to continue and on their dime. So I'll let Mike say a little bit more about the class, and we'll dialogue for a bit and let you all ask some questions since we have a nice clean line. And hope to see you in the class. So, Michael.
All righty, Pat. Well, thank you for that introduction. I had started out to say just before we got Pat on the phone was that I've been actually teaching this class for about 12 years. And the way the class came about was I had developed the People Map with another psychologist, and we had started using it with organizations. And first we started out just, people would take the People Map, let's say, as part of a team. But quickly it would spread throughout the organization, and eventually I would sell it to an organization, and everyone in the organization from top to bottom would take a People Map. And it gave us information about specific teams, the type of culture, the success of the organization. We could draw a number of things by getting their people map scores. And what that set for us was the possibility of maybe we could coach some of the people in that organization. And so we have kept that model for the 12 years. So this year, the company we have is a company we had last year where they have 1,000 employees. They're an insurance company. And last year, I think we coached about 12 to 14 people in this company, as well as several other companies. And this year, they have 15 people ready to be coached. And we have a couple other companies where we'll probably put some of the coaches. But we have a couple of wonderful distinct advantages. One, we will know everybody's people map type. So we will have a sense of what this entire company looks like and the culture of the company, which we can determine from their people map questionnaire. And typically on one or two of the calls, we will have the head of HR and the head of training come on the call and talk about the values, the mission, the company, the individuals that are being coached, what they're hoping will be achieved as they move up into significant leadership roles in the company. So that's the way we've done it for 12 years, and that's the way we're doing it again this year. The one other company we have is a school in which I think that private school, they have 1,000 students and a staff of about 160 people, and all 160 of those people have been trained. And now we're in the process of putting the high school students through the people map and their parents. And so you'd probably be working with one of the principals or the headmaster in that environment. So it's a couple of things you're going to learn is, one, you are going to learn the people map. You will be an expert in that assessment tool. And the other assessments that I've developed are sort of an outgrowth of that. We have an assessment on your leadership style, what we call your supervisory preference style, the way you'd like to be led. And we also use an instrument called the FIRO-B. And an instrument called that we developed also called the Conflict Resolution Questionnaire. And some of these people have also taken a 360, which we developed. So we've done a few assessments here, and you will become knowledgeable in them and certified to the point that you can buy them from us if you wish to in the future and give them to your clients. As part of being in the course, you get the assessments, and you take them and you get interpretive data on them that we've developed. And each of the clients that you'll be coaching has taken this assessment package. So they've taken a people map, a leadership questionnaire, a supervisory preference questionnaire. So you learn how to use these, interpret them to clients, and certainly after the course you can continue to use them with your own clients. You'll have a knowledge base and an expertise in them where you'll use them in your coaching practice as you will in coaching these people. And each person who goes through the course typically gets two people to coach for 6 months. And it's historically been a very positive experience. I think about close to around 400-some people have gone through this coaching process through the course in a variety of companies, and their rating of it is very positive. And as Pat said, it's about 40% want to continue coaching after the 6 months with their coach. And at that point, you're on your own. You form a contract with the company, and the company typically pays for this. FCCI has either for a 3-month follow-up period or a 6-month follow-up period. So not only do you get a taste of doing this type of coaching in working with these people in a business environment, but you may end up coaching somebody for another 6 months and get paid. And so it opens that door.
Yeah, let me jump onto that statement, Michael, because I know a lot of people that come to ILCT, yes, we are called the Institute for Life Coach Training, but as you learn, life coaching is all coaching. I mean, so you're going to get the opportunity to coach executives, and you may not yet think of yourself as an executive coach or a business coach, but you're going to get a structure here to give you confidence to do that. Now, you may not have the wherewithal to market yourself to corporations like Michael does and get clients, but either way, you're going to get very confident in coaching people who are looking
Barbara
for...
Barbara in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Thank you. And who are looking for leadership development. And then you get the added benefit of learning this assessment tool that, like Michael said, if you want to use it with your clients later, you can buy it from him, and it's very affordable, and then charge whatever you want for the assessment and the interpretation that goes with it. So, Michael, you might say a little bit more about what does the People Map assess, and what are the costs like for people if they learn it?
The People Map, when it was designed by Andy Mathis and I, had to meet a number of criteria. We were both, by the way, just so you know, we were both Myers-Briggs trainers for about 15 years prior to the People Map. So our feeling was that the Myers-Briggs for the average user was 16 different types. It was a little too complicated, especially to remember. So when we developed the People Map, we broke it down to four types, which we call leader, people, free spirit, and task. And when you take a People Map questionnaire, it's very brief. It's 7 questions. And if you were to take our paper pencil version, you would take it in about 2 to 3 minutes, and it would take you about another 2 minutes to score it. So I've actually presented it to groups as large as 1,000, 2,000 people, and they can all take it and score it in just a few minutes, and then you can talk to the entire group about it. What makes it unique, I think, and different than other instruments, it's totally within the realm of positive psychology. It's very, very strength-based. And our system is profoundly easy to learn and use. And so we teach it to middle school kids, high school kids, and obviously adults in all professions. And I think it's about 450,000 people have been through one of our People Map programs in the United States, Canada, Mexico, France, England, or Brazil. And we have trainers all over the place. I think we have about 125 trainers who teach the program in addition to me. But it's the ease and use. And so we think that each personality type has 3 inborn strengths, an Achilles heel that undermines your effectiveness. You learn what that is and how to overcome it, and it becomes what we call a transformational learned strength. And then we show you how to take the personality type least like you, which we call a dormant strength, and how to develop it. We do quite a bit of research on the People Map. So we've worked with a lot of companies, and we find that communication is enhanced, team effectiveness, conflict resolution skills, and job productivity. And I even wrote or edited one book in which it's really just written by company presidents, and they're talking about how it was used in their company and the success of it. So it's been a pretty powerful tool. It's both valid and reliable. We hired a test and measurement psychologist to come in and do that, and we hire research psychologists to come in and do the follow-up research, pre-post assessment 2 years after our training, that kind of thing. So it's a very, very effective tool. It's very easy to learn. And when a company goes through our program, we provide libraries to the different offices that have our videotapes, audio tapes, our books. I've written a number of books on the People Map. And we provide a home program, so people take home an extra People Map to spouse, to children. And we find if they use it at home, they use it at work. So the company you're going to be working with has gone through all this. We have an in-house trainer in the company who comes on the line and talks to you about it. So we have a trainer in addition to myself who does all the in-house training for that company, puts the family members through the program. And then these people have been selected by their bosses to go through this coaching process. So you learn a lot about the People Map, and you become certified to not be one of our trainers, that's a separate training, but to utilize the instruments in your own coaching practice.
So the whole thing about this that I want you all to hear and tell your colleagues is this is a, I've always called this class a no-brainer. I mean, you offer it twice a year or once a year? I can't remember which.
Once a year.
So once a year. For $1,090, you're going to get this 20-hour class the workbook that comes with it, the learning of the people map and some other assessments to the point of confidence, and one or two executive coaching clients in the process. So let me just ask the group that's on here, the four or five of you that are looking to take the last few spots in the class, perhaps, what questions do you have for Michael about this?
Michael, this is Debbie Gibson. Can you hear me okay? I'm on a wireless.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Thanks. One of my questions, I'm a new student within the training program, and I am starting my foundations class in March as well, but I haven't been through my foundations class yet, and I was noticing yesterday I was reading on the website that was a prerequisite, which would completely make sense. I'm wondering, Ellen asked me to go ahead and take this today, so I'm just curious what advantage, I guess the first question is it even possible to take this practicum without having the foundation course completed, and I certainly don't want to change my effectiveness by trying to enroot a system that's in place, strategically. So that's my question, I guess.
This question came up last year, and they went ahead and let some people in who were either taking the foundation course or going to take it. And I'm sure that they're going to go ahead and do the same thing this year since they did it last year. So I think it's really going to be a personal choice up to you if you want to do it or not.
Well, and let me add, too, I one thing I'd ask you all, and maybe the person that just spoke, you can say a little bit about your background, but I know Michael also interviews each of the people in the class, so you're gonna gain, confidence in that as you go. What is the background you currently have that has brought you to coaching?
Okay, and that's very interesting because actually I was fascinated to hear about this private school that you have. My background, my professional education background is in education. I was a public school teacher for many, many years. I transitioned about 10 years ago into educational consulting and school publishing. I work for Pearson, which is a large company for education.
Right.
I work within the state inside sales organization. I'm an account general manager for a particular territory. I work with private and public schools a lot right now in that sales capacity. But there's a potential possibility soon that I'm going to be moving into a new role in either a management role or potentially a training role. And our company and our inside sales organization is actually going through a pretty significant reorganization right now. And I had already wanted and had decided to pursue coaching aside from that because of my own personal motivation for that. But now it's looking as though there could be some opportunities within my own company to pull my coaching training in as I'm going through school and building my business. And I personally think that the company is stated in the last couple of weeks there commitment to each individual person within our organization going through a career development path assessment with management and also looking at job performance as it relates to satisfaction and individuals knowing who they are, their talents, their gifts, and most people don't maybe even know what that is, and we have not done anything in our organization formally to identify that. So the timing is just interesting. and I don't know if that means that it's good timing for me to move ahead now or not, but
well,
that's my background.
As I hear you speak, my inclination would be to say if you feel you've kind of got the background your work as an educator, your work with this company, what we don't want is somebody so green to take this class that they end up trying to be a fixer, because coaching is not about fixing.
Right.
So it's a special form of consulting where you're set to empower the person that you're listening to and to have them say what they've not said before, maybe think what they've not thought, dream what they've not dreamt, and say it out loud to you in a coaching conversation, which makes it more likely to occur. They get to, as Michael said, embodied in personal positive psychology, is the concept that we're looking at strengths and how to endorse those and expand those in a leadership development capacity using this tool called the People Map. So I'm confident that you could probably do it. You know, you just have to be sure that even if you haven't started a foundational class, maybe you'd want to do some early readings of my book or something to just get a sense of the context of coaching and how it's different from, you know, counseling, therapy, consulting, et cetera. But
correct.
I think the way I heard you speak, I think you've got that.
Okay. I feel like I do from my previous.
Yeah. You're probably a very coach-like teacher and consultant, so that's a good start.
That's what I've been told anyway.
There you go. There you go. Great.
Okay. That's very helpful.
So I'll let you decide that, and you can talk to Michael if you need to before the start of class as well. So, again,
okay.
The class starts January 29th. It's Tuesdays from 7 to 8. Is that right, Michael, or 8:30?
Yeah. Yeah, 7 to 8.
There's a lot of contact and opportunity in between classes, some reading, some resources to do. Michael's always available. And then, you know, just so you know, for people to get excited, there's other classes that we have on the People Map, and Michael is also always looking for people who want to become certified People Map distributors, trainers. So there's those opportunities. But you don't have to go that route to be able to take this wonderful 7-question assessment that comes out with a 20-page report that people go, oh, my God, this really captures me. It's really quite amazing. So does anybody else have a question or a comment about the upcoming class?
Guys, I'm going to give you my phone number. If you have some individual questions that sort of pop up into your head later, feel free to call me over the next couple of weeks. It's Mike Lillibridge, and my number is 813-949-1125. And if you don't get me, there's a message phone. Just leave a brief message and your name, and I'll give you a call back.
Mike, this is Debbie again, and I do have a couple other questions. I didn't want to monopolize the time, but about how much time in addition to class time do we need to prepare or set aside for working with our clients and homework?
I don't think the homework is too big. You get about a 160-page workbook that covers our 20 modules together. So there's a little reading each time. It's in outline form. And so you're not going to be overwhelmed by that. You can just sort of follow the outline. We take about half the time for me to go through some material, and we open up the other half to questions, comments, concerns. And after you've been coaching for a while, we use the other half to sort of, as a group, work together to have somebody present a case, talk about what's going on, and get some feedback from the group. So it's pretty high participation. So I don't think there's an overwhelming amount of reading. There's certainly a reading list that I provide for you if you want to delve into some things, but it's not a requirement. When you work with people, I would say most people coach somebody about 3 times a month, tends to be the average. And for about 45 minutes each session, and typically you coach 2 people.
Okay.
So I think if you're looking at the hour class, you're probably looking at another couple hours per week if you want to kind of keep up and prepare. So, but, you know, it's your time. You can do it at night time with your slippers on, or you can do it early morning, or you can cheat some time at work.
Got it.
Yeah.
Great.
But people are typically all over the country, and we've had people out of the country, so it's getting on the phone with the person. The people you're all going to be dealing with will all be on East Coast time, so it's hooking up with them in a way and finding a time that works for you and works for them to have the coaching calls.
Mm-hmm.
They're allowed to use work time if they choose to. So you have quite a range of time there to be able to work with people.
Great.
And you had another question?
A question, comment. I'm a Myers-Briggs fan, have taken it, and I think it's a fabulous way to, I agree that it's, well, 16 types is a lot, and the idea that you have such a short assessment that provides accurate feedback is fascinating to me. And I'm assuming, I would like to hear, I guess, a little bit about how that accuracy you've found over the years with your research is it consistently, I mean, it has to be, obviously, or else you wouldn't continue to use it, but that's just a really...
Yeah. Well, it does seem kind of hard when you take the Myers-Briggs, and I think, we use one of the short forms of the Myers-Briggs. It's still, I think, 98 questions, and it can go up to 169. Mm-hmm. These people probably have also, I don't remember right now, but I think, yeah, these people did also take a Myers-Briggs. So the people that you'll be coaching will have taken both a people map and a Myers-Briggs in addition to the leadership questionnaire, conflict resolution. I think somewhere in there they go through the 360 process. We do a lot of assessments with people as a general rule.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the goal of the people map is realizing it really has one significant goal, and that's what all the training really involves. It was predicated on the idea that if relationships work well, doesn't matter if it's a boss, subordinate, a husband, wife, a team, whatever, you and a client that you work with. It's predicated on the idea if a relationship works well, there's really almost nothing you can't accomplish.
Mm.
And so the goal of the people map is to help people understand themselves and others,
mm-hmm.
and then to have a set of skills so that they can relate effectively to each other. Now, along the way, you want to overcome your own Achilles heel and develop yourself fully. And we show them how to do that. But the ultimate goal is this relationships working well. And that is exactly what we do. That's what the research shows, that we accomplish that goal. And as a result of accomplishing that goal, then companies are able to drive themselves and increase the bottom line, which obviously is a big thing for most companies. At least
mm-hmm.
it's one of their needs.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are very successful in what we set out to do, or I don't think we'd have trained 450,000 people.
exactly. That is just really, really... I love that.
But I want you to know we do back it up with research. We do back it up. We do pre-post testing at 3 months, 6 months, 18 months, 2 years. We do back it up with research that it does work.
Great. So if I was in the process of some changes here internally, while I'm also being trained, there might be opportunities that my company could become a client.
Absolutely. And you can be their trainer.
I could. I'm thinking ahead. I'm not making any assumptions. But it's
well, one of the things you will meet in the course is you will meet other in-house trainers, because FCCI has Sue Rulin, who is the in-house trainer there. She's head of training, and she is the people map trainer, the internal trainer. She does most of the training. I actually do very little of the training, although I do training with her. But she was at another company called Wilson Miller, an engineering firm. She got hired specifically to be a trainer. She became the people map trainer, and between she and I, we trained 600 people. She then moved over to this company, which has 1,000 employees, and now she'll be training all 1,000 along with my help. But for the most part, she'll do most of the training. So internal trainers, and so Sue and I have known each other, and she's been doing this stuff for, I think, 9 years now.
Hmm.
So, and some of our internal trainers also go into the community and do training in the community, because mm-hmm. the business will say, it's good business for us, to have you out in the community doing this type of training.
Sure. Wow, fascinating. Thank you.
You bet.
You know, the other advantage, this is Pat, just to add to that, is the fact that Michael has not had the people map become a global success, which I think in the right hands it could. He's kept it under his scrutiny, and even though he's got, you know, dozens of trainers and sold thousands of tests, it's not one that most people have taken. And so it's to your advantage if they've taken a people map, I mean a DISC or a Myers-Briggs or something, to bring something new to the table. The discussion about the four types and the combination types you get out of this and the writings that Michael has that go with it on what helps you with your coaching, you'll get ideas of what a person's strengths are, but also what he calls their Achilles heel. Doesn't call it weaknesses like a lot of assessments do. It's here's your Achilles heel. Here's what can happen if you're too much this way or if you deal with stress this way. And it's very, very valuable. And most people go, I can't believe this. I've never heard of this before. It's great. And then I do it as a redo with clients, you know, after many months of coaching. It's not that a bunch of things change. You know, I know over years Myers-Briggs tried to say your personality doesn't change. Well, my scores sure did.
Yeah.
I think they do. I'm much less extroverted in my life. I used to be a flaming E, I used to call myself, on the Myers-Briggs. And now at this stage of my life, if I took it, I'm much more balanced. And the people map for me, it may not change your basic personalities. I'll never be a task-oriented person. That's just not me. But I might come closer to a range that I didn't have before. So it's useful information at any point in time.
I had a similar experience at Myers-Briggs, too, when I took it again after about 15 years or so. And interesting.
Everybody says that. You know, a lot of the research of the Myers-Briggs isn't quite as valid as they like them to think. Things do change. Anybody else? Questions about the class upcoming, things you want to ask Michael?
Well, I'll tell you guys, I really want to, I know it's hard to take time out in your busy day, so I appreciate you coming on the line, whether you sign up for the class or not, just that you were here today, I really do appreciate it.
Well said. Yeah, ditto. Thanks for being with ILCT, thanks for considering this class, and we hope to hear you on more calls. So with that, we'll hang up for today.
Pat, thank you for being on again. I appreciate it.
Yeah, good to talk to you.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.